of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by VistaCare, Lee Real Estate, and Audiology Associates. And we normally chat with Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen on our Thursdays. And, well, we haven't seen her just yet. But let's talk about the Energize Conference that is coming to Fort Pierre. That's going to be in May, and that's a very, very great conference available to small towns where you can kind of trade ideas and share things that have gone well, whether it's being able to do things like murals or also you know, different revitalizations of the downtowns and things like that. So if you want to find out more about that, the SDSU Extension is part of that. And I know Fort Pierre very excited for the Energize Conference. And joining me here is Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Dave. I'm not accustomed to scraping frost. I had to do that this morning.
There was a little bit out there this morning. Thankfully, it wasn't very heavy.
No,
it was a pretty easy one. But yeah, I was a little surprised when I took the dog out this morning that, I'm going to have to scrape my windshield.
Yeah, I need to allow myself a bit more time.
Well, it kind of snuck up on us this morning. So how are things in Fort Pierre?
Oh, my gosh. We are so busy. One of the things that we talked about yesterday is a plan to get the Sunset paddle boat back in the water, and we need to have a place to dock, obviously, and that's not really the city's responsibility, but it is in our best interests. We love the paddle boat; it's a great attraction for the area. It's our history, you know,
right.
And Caleb Gilkerson has been courted by other cities who would love to have it in their community, and so we're going to do what we can to assist in that process.
And I've heard wonderful things about the paddle boat and all the fun that it is, and
everybody loves it.
Of course, with COVID and everything,
right.
It hasn't been running, so this would be a great addition, and I would love to get out on the water in the paddle boat.
Everybody loves it. You know, it's a 90-foot vessel, and it's just fun. Partly, and again, that's where Fort Pierre began with paddle boats, and so it's really important to us that we keep it here and that we make it possible. For it to stay here.
So, most definitely.
So working a deal on that, and hoping that we can have something to announce in the next few weeks.
That would be wonderful.
So, yeah. So, and then also, in other exciting news, we are going to be able to announce very soon a large grant, seven digits. And so that's going to be an awesome thing. And again, it's a little early to talk about it. We're still finalizing the details on it. But we've been pretty assured that it will be possible. And so we just have, you know, a few more T's to cross and I's to dot, and then we'll be able to talk more about that. But such exciting stuff. You know, 2022 is going to be a huge year for Fort Pierre as we finalize the details, excuse me, on the Senior Living Center. By the way, I went out online yesterday. Go out on the web and search HME, and there will be senior living centers. They have other developments and other property managements, but look at the senior living, and you will see how exciting that development will be for Fort Pierre. It is a gorgeous facility with a theater and spa and a hair salon and beautiful dining rooms. It's just... It is going to be 4-star.
Yeah, it's going to be quite the facility from the sounds of it. So that's going to be nice.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, we're not too far away from the first Thursday events, which are going to be very exciting.
Exactly.
And we're looking forward to being a big part of that again this year.
Right. And other new businesses. You know, Daniel's Marine is going to be a wonderful addition to Fort Pierre. Fits right in with all of our campers and fun time rentals in that area.
Yeah.
two new hotels being built and Holiday Inn Express. We will begin to see that remodel very soon. I just talked with the owner yesterday, and he's looking for a place to store 73 new air conditioners that are going that are going to go into that Holiday Inn Express. And so they're definitely getting started on that.
Wonderful. So yeah, there's just a lot of things going on. The mural's going to be getting going again.
Yeah,
the home stretch of it.
It may be. You know, I keep thinking maybe a nice weekend Jill will want to get started, but she's also a teacher in real life, and
right.
So she might be waiting until school's out too. So that's up to Jill, and we just cheer her on and buy her paint and watch the magic.
Yeah, the progress is fun to watch, and it is just looking spectacular.
Oh,
Can't wait to see that finished product.
Oh, that's going to be amazing.
It really is going to
be amazing. And so I don't want to neglect to remind people to vote. People have been voting by mail and in person. You can vote early. And just come into our office. You complete an application, and they'll give you a ballot, and you can vote and have it done with, and not worry about what you're going to be doing on the 12th. That you might forget that.
Right.
So that's a convenient thing. I always take advantage of it because I don't know what I'm going to be doing on the 12th.
Exactly.
But whatever you do, don't forget to vote on April 12th. It's really important.
I was going to say, whether you stop in early and get it done or come out on the 12th, just make sure you go on out and then get your voting in and
exactly.
Be good for another year.
Exactly. I had an individual yesterday who is kind of homebound, and you know, we can work with that too. So we have an individual who will take him the application, and so we can make it work. It's just, if you want to vote and you don't know if you'll be able to be there on the 12th, there are lots of other ways to do that.
That is fantastic. Well, as always, thanks for coming by.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
We'll talk to you again next week.
Okay.
All right. Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen joining us this Thursday morning on People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by the great folks at VistaCare, Lee Real Estate, and Audiology Associates.